Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman that we love to call the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. I answer to many things nowadays, as you know.
I know.
And I'm looking here at my note. And
you have a note? We got today.
That's
show
it.
One note.
I've got one note.
One note.
City of Philadelphia now suggests that Eagle fans might be allowed to attend games.
See, this is a big deal. I think this could be kind of good. This could be a precursor of something they would call fan participation sports.
It's a new revelation.
We could actually go watch a game. Now, you know who's ahead of them is the Chicago Cubs. Because what they've done is, while you can't go into Wrigley Field to watch the baseball games when they start playing baseball, those sharp owners of those apartment buildings behind right field and center field there in Chicago and Wrigley Field, they're selling seats so people can go up on top and watch the game. Is that genius or what?
Yeah, but you got to sequester up there. You got to be about 6 feet apart up in those bleachers.
Maybe you do.
Well, I think you
but
do.
At least you got a seat and you're up there. You can watch a game. You have to shout real loud.
You know what I say? Bring back the old knothole gang.
What is that one? What's the knothole gang?
Let people stand out in the outfield and look through the fence when they're on the sidewalk.
You know what would be good is if you and I can get to Chicago, we could go in there and I could say, "Come on, Fred, hit a homer." You know, you get like some kind of a voice projection device. You like that?
Yeah, that's good.
Come on, Fred.
It's like the Rudy Valley of radio.
Can you hear me? Take your headphones off, Fred. I'm talking to you.
What?
Well, let's take a break. It's one of those days. The Seinfeld sports show of radio, and that's already our first story. When we come back, can we talk about that? Maybe we're ticket takers over there at the Eagles. They're not changing their name, are they, the Eagles? They're going to keep their name?
I don't know what it is. You could change the name to the Potomac Spuds. That would be an honorific to my daughter's school at Ojai Valley High School. The Spuds. That's what their name was, the Spuds.
Spuds.
We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, you mentioned, among other things here on the show, the Spuds. I was up in beautiful Ojai, California, away for a few days over the weekend, and and your daughter went there to school, is that correct?
She went to Ojai Valley High School.
That's above. It's below Santa Barbara, above Ventura, above L.A., correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you would go there and watch the games, but their team was known as the Spuds. Did they change their name to that for a reason?
Well, like all liberal private schools, which this one was, they didn't have the wherewithal to name it an aggressive name. They wanted to be a name that would not harm the environment and would not insult anybody. Mm-hmm. So they named it. They named the team the mascot after a baked potato, and they called them the Spuds, and they're still called the Spuds.
From they are up
what
there.
What I imagine, and I text a friend of mine back in Washington. And I just said, this is the greatest opportunity now. The this name is,
yeah, Spuds.
Potomac Spuds is available.
So
that's what the Redskins should be now named.
Now we've talked about this on the show, over the years here. We've talked about the name change and the owner of the Washington Redskins. I mean, he said that there was going to be no change in the names. He said, no way is that going to be happening.
That's right.
He said
right.
That year after year, didn't he?
Yeah, and
Dan Snyder.
And then, like everything else in this culture, people just cave when people with billions of dollars just say, you know something, FedEx has put a lot of money into naming the stadium.
Sure.
The stadium rights, and so if you don't change the name, we're going to pull out. And you know, look, I'm aggravated. You can do what you want, your team.
Yeah, it's Dan Snyder's team.
But you can do what you want. But I'm aggravated because there just isn't anybody with any degree of character that will stand up and say, look, I paid hundreds of millions of dollars for this franchise. And while I own it, it remains the Washington Redskins. And if you can run around anywhere you want and ask people, what do you think of what do you think of the name of my football team? And you can gather all kinds of input.
Pros and cons. You're right.
And somebody's going to say, you know, I think it sucks, and you're a racist, and all that. And you listen to that, and right now it becomes a fait accompli, because they've already announced that they're going to change the name. They haven't announced what they're going to change it to. And henceforth, my observation when my daughter said, you should name it the Spuds, which is a great idea. But I put Potomac on there because, you know, it makes sense. But the Potomac Spuds, that would be a perfect name. And I'm sure that it's the type of thing that would aggravate people every single day. Are you going to the Spuds game this week? Yeah, they're going to go to the Spuds game. And so you wind up getting a complete desecration of a great franchise.
So the Spuds is the name you've come up with because
Potomac.
Spuds. I'm sorry,
Potomac Spuds. There's a difference.
The Dan Snyder, who owns the Washington. First off, I think the Redskins is a name of pride for anyone. If I was, if you told me that I was the Czech Republic beer brewers, I would think that that's wonderful that you recognize that, because we do make good beer in the Czech Republic, where my people come from. But that's besides the point. So apparently there's a guy named Martin McCauley. He's in Alexandria, Virginia. He's jumped on this speculation deal, and he's trying to come up with a name of his own before the announcement is made official by the Washington team. And this way, what he does is he's locked up some names somewhere, so if they pick the name he chooses, they got to come to him to get the name taken
copyright.
Care.
He's going copyright.
He's got the Washington Red Wolves. He's got the Washington Red Tails, the Washington Monuments, the Washington Americans, or the Washington Veterans. So I thought maybe you and I could come up with seven of our own names, if you know what I'm talking about a little bit.
Well, Potomac Spuds, I'm going with that.
How about the Washington Proud Eagles? Would that be a conflict?
No.
The Red Eagles?
You got to get away from the whole...
Any of that.
The whole inclination of it being anything to do with Indian. Any cultural connection at all.
The Scouts? The Washington, the Scouts?
Yeah, absolutely.
That maybe?
Yeah,
how about the Washington War Party? Would that be good?
No. How about the Swamp Wranglers? How about the Washington Swamp?
The Washington, I'm trying to get with the Washington Wigwams, the Washington Buffaloes.
No. Washington Buffaloes.
What
is that?
Well, the buffaloes were a mainstay.
Well, I know what a buffalo is, but why would you grab that?
You get an animal in there or something. I don't know.
But how about the swamp rats? That's who's in Washington.
Every time you say something about the swamp,
then you realize that, oh yeah, this is a joke. And it is. It's a joke now.
Swamp drainers. How about that? And they could be a logo of a plumber. Actually, drain.
Yeah, you could on the side of a helmet. You could have a plumber that you see on a plumbling truck drive down Sunset Boulevard.
Don't want to offend the plumbers.
You could see a plunger. How about the Washington plungers? You know, where you would actually use them to unplug your toilet. That's a plunger.
I know what a plunger is.
Well. I'm giving you the bird's eye description here.
I mean, so this is let me ask you this. You played in the NFL. What happens then to all the old memorabilia of the Redskins? It's going to go up on the market for big bucks. People are going to want to have the classic, what they call the retro jerseys. When they have retro days.
They won't be allowed.
They won't be allowed to do it, will they?
No.
See?
They're not going to be allowed.
Because that would be something that you would have. There's a lot of great players that played on the Redskins.
You either speak your mind by saying, you know what, here's how much this issue means to me, and this is what I'm doing about it, which ranges from turning your tickets over again. How far do you want to go to protest? What is your protest? You know, just run it down. Just run it down to us, and complain. I want to be in the stadium I want to be there, although you may not be able to. I want to be there when the team comes out on the first game.
Right, and they come out their, running out, right?
With the plungers on the side
of
their helmet.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're Washington
plungers.
Plungers.
The Potomac, ladies and gentlemen.
Potomac plungers.
The Potomac plungers. The Potomac spuds. And people will be yelling and screaming and running down on the field. And, you know. And
well,
course,
if
you
there's
know,
fans
and,
there.
And whoever. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the other thing.
That's the problem.
Let's see if we can get some fans to show up for this freaking circus.
So that jumps us back now to Philadelphia, because now the Eagles not being left out of this, I'm with them now. They're saying that fans might would not be permitted. That's what they said before to the home games. Now some officials of Philadelphia suggested this week that the decision could be reversed. There was a statement released, and there was a clarification made that maybe at some of the games, if the city were to adjust their rules in the coming months.
It's a Joe Biden mea culpa.
Under safety guidelines.
I didn't say that. No, I'm saying
that. Outdoor events could involve more than 50 people are prohibited. If they change that, maybe people could come in and actually watch the games play. You know, that would be interesting. Then you would have, like, you know, people in the stadium. Maybe they sit 6 feet apart or whatever. It's a big stadium. At least put it half full, right? You could do that.
Yeah, you could do it. I'm switching coffee. I'm going from one empty cup to a full cup because I got to get through this show. I got to talk faster.
Okay, so you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm fine.
I'm not.
I'm not. I'm still stuck with the Potomac Spuds. I want that to pay off. I'm now off of the Washington Redskins. I never liked that name. I now love the Potomac Spuds.
That's good.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145.
800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn with the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the football legend, the acting legend Hunter. We got some emails, people talking about again, Hunter again. Pictures, strange pictures that we're going to show. By the way, we do this show live in front of a Roku and Facebook Live and everywhere. Just check it all out. And we, of course, broadcast at CRN Talk Radio, Sports Byline Talk Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. Glad to have everybody on board with us here on the show today. Now, okay, so we talked about Philadelphia maybe having some fans in there.
Did we finish that? You were you were about to say something.
Yeah, I did. I said if they change and adjust their rules in the coming months, because right now they say more than 50 people is prohibited to go ahead and put any kind of a group together. If they change that, they said if it's a fluid situation and the policy is under constant review, I'm quoting them there now, the city officials may have discussions and the situation might continue to work together. So there might be a chance that there might be some fans, at least in Philadelphia. That
more than
huge.
50 people are prohibited, so you can't.
Right now.
Yeah.
They'd have to change that rule.
So wait a minute. That does this mean that you can go to the game, to go to that vast stadium with 50 people in it? Or 50 people
together? Well, they change it. They let
together,
you put more. Yeah, they put together. More people together. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. You go to the game and there would be like maybe 200 people at the game.
Now, I was on a conference call. I almost called you because I know you're in the media as well.
Yes, I am.
And apparently in Los Angeles, 11 pro teams, all the professional teams have forged an alliance.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And they're using the sport, they say, for social justice. But it seems like a pretty interesting thing. 11 professional sports organizations joining together. A five-year commitment to sort of have some impact for social justice through sports, really getting people involved in sports.
What the hell does that mean?
It was kind of unclear the way they talked about it, but they said they're going to
It's another Kaepernick deal, isn't it?
No, they didn't kneel.
Look, here's my point. I'm really trying to keep a lid on this because what is it about this guy getting a knee in his neck and dying?
That's
suddenly now has to do with we've got to change sports.
They're not changing the sport. All they're doing is using their management, their players to kind of help support the Play Equity Fund's a social justice movement. But what I got from it is helping to, you know, do models of engagement to get more people involved in sports and in the minority communities and in the lower income communities and that kind of thing. I think they got
garbage.
The Clippers are involved, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Chargers, the Rams, the Ducks, the Kings in hockey, the Angels and Dodgers in baseball, the Los Angeles Football
this
Club, the
all,
LA Galaxy.
This is all a racist,
the Sparks, the
racist response.
Well, it's new. So
a new racist response. That's what it is. How? Please, someone tell me. How is it that suddenly a man is murdered in front of everybody on tape, and that boomerangs now where let's start taking a look at baseball, basketball, football, anything to do with black athletes, and let's take a peek at, let's revisit Kaepernick. Maybe he should own a team. I say Dan Snyder should sell the team to Colin Kaepernick.
You're talking about that. Now we're going back to the Washington.
Well, I'm going back
the former
Redskins. Suddenly, all of this topic.
So you're saying sell the team.
This topic is all about the door that was just barely opened about a white men killing black people. Remember what the original complaint for Kaepernick was. He says, I'm going to protest until racism is solved. Go back and watch what he was doing.
Yeah.
And which was, I wanted to hear how he was going to do that.
Exactly.
And of course he pulled a no show, and all of that, all of his effort, all of his well meaning, went unheard by people because the press never picked up on it.
Well, I think what we're missing here is a lot of people go to sports, view sports to escape reality and to watch a professional game being played. And so you've got, you know, now the story is out here. Charles Barkley is in the news, and he's now sort of he's talking about in the basketball now, the players are going to be able to put messages on the back of their jerseys, everything from Black Lives Matter to equality, Charles Barkley saying,
put it in
that he says the fans need a break from reality right now as millions of people are sick with coronavirus, others are suffering job loss. I'm quoting him now. He says the last thing they want to do is turn on their television and hear arguments all the time. It's going to be very interesting to see how the public reacts. And I agree with him.
I think, of course.
You know, at some point, where do we go to escape all of this argument and left, right, and this disagreement with that? I mean, come on.
I wanna watch
your own actions. Pull together and let's watch an actual game. Here are the rules for the game. Everybody can play. Everybody's treated equal. Let's play the game.
I want to watch my Spuds play. That's what I want to do.
Now, see, you're back to the name of the Spuds there again. Okay, yeah, I've got it.
Right,
that's
look,
it.
You know, there's nowhere else to go. I can't dwell on anything else in sports right now.
Well, there's no sports.
Well, of course. They keep talking about it. As long as they talk about it, and as long as these our producer, Courtney Cadera, comes in with stuff about, hey, the Philadelphia Eagles might actually let people watch a game. I'll read that and take a look at it and realize, well, that's a half-baked idea. And let's, and so now Dan Snyder is, he's flopping around and he's acquiesced. It's his team. He can do whatever he wishes. He gets the pat on the back from the other 31 owners.
And he gets the money, especially from the FedEx people. That's the main thing we're missing here.
And he continues to get paid by the advertisers.
There you go.
A knee to the neck all comes down to this type of response. And it has an effect where it just ripples down. A team now suddenly, what's going to come out of it? What happened to that guy who got his suffocated by the knee in the neck? I don't know, but did you know that the Potomac Spuds are on TV right now? You know, and so that's where everything goes. So I'm trying to figure out what happened to Colin Kaepernick. Why isn't somebody now saying, I'm going to go interview Colin Kaepernick now, and I want to finally find out what the hell he's talking about, and I want to give him airtime. You know, they gave LeBron James airtime to say, I'm going to my talent to South Beach. You know, they let him do all of that crap. Well, bring Colin Kaepernick on and put him in front of the cameras. Have ESPN or ABC. How about ABC? How about those people giving Colin Kaepernick some airtime, some quality airtime, so he, Colin Kaepernick, can sell the airtime to advertisers and put some money in his pocket. You want to do that? Let's do that. Let's have a conversation about that. But they don't have any. Today you can do anything. Honestly, you can do anything. You know, from having the league. If you're a good enough basketball player, have the league, give you the airtime to do what you want, to promote your new movie that's coming out. And it's all part of it.
And if you don't
do it, you're racist. If you don't agree with them, you're racist. That's where you're going. That's where it is. The politicalization of the politic of skin color is alive and well and rears its ugly head.
Let me ask you a question. Did this go on when you played? I mean,
no.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't happen. It's like everybody was equal on the team. It didn't go on. Yeah, I've watched you with the players, and we've gone to some of these fan events and things like that. You guys are all at one. You're like a brotherhood of people that are together. You're not looking at skin color. It's like, what is changed here?
I'm not trying to jake the uh, the system by saying, hey, you know, buy this T-shirt I've got, you know, Black Lives Matter with my picture on it. So you can buy this shirt for $65. And why don't you do that? And you're supporting Black Lives Matter. No, you're not. You're supporting the jerk that's wearing the shirt.
A lot of things happening here with our fan base now. They're up on the Beverly is saying hi. Good evening from Leslie. Bernard says hello from Ottawa, Canada, tuned in. They say thank you. Adrian says thank you for sharing. And then some names have come in here. We got Bruce says the Washington Weasels. Kathy likes the Washington Hogs. There was the Washington Warriors. Paul is out there. He wants the Samsung Lions. He's hung up on the Samsung Lions every week, he says it. And so names are going out there. Now, those are names for the changing of the name now from the Washington Redskins to whatever the new name is going to be.
It's going to be out there. I'm trying to work something in that would, I think, that people would really like.
Yes.
And it has to do with Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh. You know. Well, what do you got there?
The baby Rushmores. That's what
as in Mount Rushmore, you
yeah.
Mean?
And on the side of the helmet, you've got pick out three or four liberal Democrats you can put on the side of your helmet,
and you put them up there. It would be the
that's right,
the you, baby Rushmores,
the baby Rushmores, as in Mount Rushmore,
as in Mount Rushmore, rushing in the game of football. Would be good.
Exactly, of course.
You can
make it work, and then of course you could have a great opening weekend. Bring all the failed criminal politicians, and by that time, you know, you'll get what's his name, Plugs Biden. He'll come in, and they'll have to point him toward the field. No, over here. That's the field down there, and this is the baby Rushmores. Oh yeah, that looks good down there. Who's playing? The baby Rushmores, you jerk. And that's how you would celebrate the new name of the team. And Dan Snyder, for
hang on, we got more to come.
He could leave, as far as I'm concerned.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. You can even order at O'ReillyAuto.com and we'll deliver it curbside. Protect your engine from sludge and wear at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's ultra-strong trash bag. Always at an ultra-low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Rodney Scott's Barbecue in Charleston, Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, and hundreds more places in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
And we're back here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Got a lot of emails that we missed last week, Fred. I'm telling you.
I know we did. I had my daughter on here.
You had your daughter on, and we could not get to the email. So I thought we'd take some time and take some of these. Kleina said, and these are some birthday greetings, because you had your birthday on July 6th. Very happy belated birthday, Sergeant Hunter. Wishing you all the best. Hoping that this time you have time to reply to my email, since I have emailed you millions of times with no response. Kind regards, Kleina, and Kleina's in Sydney, Australia. You got it.
Well,
give a little response there.
Well, you are very devoted because you're so far away, but yet the technology aspect of this show brings everybody right here, yes. And I sure appreciate it. Keep sending those letters in and those emails and stuff for the fan mail list, and we greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
April Susan says, Fred, love you and Hunter. I cannot find the three movies, though, in good watching conditions and not even on eBay. Please point me where I can watch them. My Grams, God rest her soul, loved your acting as well. So where do we find the Hunter movies?
Thank you, Grams, for your great support and April, yeah. April Susan. Is that two names or is that her whole name? April Susan.
Yeah, I think that's her name.
It might be a hand. It might be some sort of.
It's her handle. Yeah,
that might be a handle. Okay, I have no idea where any of this stuff is anymore. There's so many platforms and there's so much diversification of entertainment stuff, of product. I have no idea where it is. I've had people.
You don't have copies of it.
I don't have people. No. I'd
like to see. The
I don't have.
Now.
I don't own. I'm in them. I don't own the Hunter stuff. I'm in them.
Gotcha.
But April. I don't.
Well,
know
look. If
where
we hear April,
it.
We'll let you know. We'll take a look and see. What we
try
can
with Hulu. You know, Hulu was an NBC deal there for a while, and maybe the affiliation
might be there.
Might be there something for you.
Leslie says, great show last week. So glad to see Fred's daughter, Caitlin. I understand not only saw Caitlin, but now your two granddaughters and probably your grandson want to get involved and be on the show. Is that right?
Exactly. They're producers, you know.
They are producers?
Yeah. Well, if the NBA guys can do it, my 8-year-old grandson can do it.
Gina says, happy belated birthday, Fred. We love Hunter and your current radio show. Keep telling it like it is.
Well, that's the only way we know how to do it, Ginny, and we sure appreciate you watching.
By the way, the rumors out there, Bill says Sheldon Adelson wants to buy the New York Mets. Have you heard about that at all?
I heard it when I came into work today.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, let him do it. I mean, he better get it before they make him change a name. he can call the New York Spuds. There's still room for that. If this idiot Dan Snyder doesn't grab, and he has to move fast, if he doesn't grab the Potomac Spuds, then let the geniuses in New York running the baseball team have it.
William says, this week in 1972, here's something for you. Carol Rosenblum assumes ownership of the Los Angeles Rams NFL, and he says, I want to make the horns on the Rams helmet as famous as the Yankees pinstripes.
I remember that.
Remember it?
I remember that. He came. As a matter of fact, he made that announcement, and we were at training camp when he came in on his helicopter. He came in. It was on at Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah.
And we were on the football field, which at that time, I think it is still there. I think that football field is there next to the baseball diamond.
Right.
Of course, they've got a terrific baseball program there. And He came flying in, and they cleared center field out there for him. He landed, and everybody stopped practice to watch the new owner come in, who had just said he's going to make the Ram helmets as famous as Yankee pinstripes. And then he came over to the sideline, and then all the team came over, took a timeout, and say, "Hey, how you doing? Good to see you." And it was great to know that he was coming in already a great owner. Already, with a reputation for doing things correctly, and he came in and he just said, "I'm here. You know, I don't want to pull you away from your practice, but we're going to win a lot of football games." And he did, in fact, say, "I want to make the Ram horns as famous as the Yankee pinstripes."
And that's why they screwed him up now, because now they're going to be famous people talking about it.
Exactly.
Pamela says, a while ago, a fan asked, when did Fred wear flip-flops on a Hunter episode? Now, she says it was the first episode of season 6 from October of 89 with guest star Aaron Gray. Not a good photo. There's one here we're going to hold up in a second. Those of you watching on TV, on Roku and Facebook Live and YouTube and CRN Talk. But notice his feet, because it's taken from the DVD, but a really great episode. And there you are wearing flip-flops. And apparently Aaron Gray portrays the star of a talk radio show, Kate Lawson, who's being stalked by an obsessed fan. You, as Hunter, Fred, volunteer to protect her by pretending to be her boyfriend. Yeah. And then...
I wasn't pretending, buddy.
And then you end up falling for her.
Oh, hard.
So... Mr. Dreyer is so handsome and so charming that they look good together, but he is absolutely sensational when Mr. Dreyer, as Hunter, learns that Kate lied to him and leaked the story to the press.
I draw the line there, Mike. Can't lie to Hunter.
Later, when he's forced to shoot the sick man, he gets angry at Kate because it didn't faze her in the least. Just wow.
Cold-hearted.
A dynamic ending with terrific acting, especially by Fred. There's the picture. And let me ask you, Fred.
Yeah.
I've noticed on fine occasions you've worn flip-flops at different places, too. Are you comfortable in flip-flops?
I got them on right now, man.
You do?
Yeah, I mean,
you wore them to the show today.
Yeah, I did.
Can you hold one up for our camera so people can actually see the?
Yeah, hold on.
Well,
just
what type of flip flops do you wear? By the way, in case you might want to get these, put a number 89 on there. Yeah, move it around, a little more. Got to get it right by the microphone. There you go. Look at the tread on that. Those of you that are on radio, it's a kind of a cleat tread on the bottom. Those look like very expensive.
How about this? The Potomac Flying Flip-Flops.
Yes, the flip-flops.
I'm telling you,
they're
folks.
In Washington, flip-flops.
If we add another hour to this show, I'll come up with about another dozen names for you. And Dan Snyder, he's free to use anything I say.
That's it.
So
okay, Justin says, I hope you had a wonderful birthday, Mr. Dreyer. Remember
I did indeed.
Did you ever have a favorite birthday gift when you were a kid?
A favorite birthday gift. You know what I used to tell my mother? I'd say, don't get me a gift. Just get me a great chocolate cake.
Yeah, you like chocolate cake. Make sure you got
That's
whipped
it.
Cream. That's
and whipped cream, you know, and not the stuff you get at Ruth's Chris, but, you know, on a hot summer day. How hot was it on my birthday? About 108?
It was hot, yeah.
And that whipped cream they brought out, you know, it just simmered right down to soupy
stuff.
There was no consistency.
Soupy sales.
You know, you couldn't put a pencil in my whipped cream on my birthday and have it stand up. Like
and no candles, because you can't do that now. Teresa says, we wish you a happy birthday, Mr. Dreyer. Pam says it's a good birthday. And then she asked me, she says, Mr. Horn, do you think this birthday profile fits Fred? Here's the July 6th birthday for you.
Uh-huh.
Says that you're imaginative, spontaneous, dedicated, pleasant, well, attentive, impatient, not impotent, impatient, unpretentious, Cancer the crab, and this is it. Born on July 6th.
Are you saying that I'm impotent and I have crabs?
No,
I think that's what you just said.
You're misquoting me. Is it impatient? Now, Brian says, happy birthday, Fred. Mike Yates, happy birthday.
Potomac crabs. Potomac crabs.
Graham says, happy birthday to Fred Dreyer. He's from Australia. Tamara says, happy birthday, Fred. My dad, Tom McCann, went to El Camino with you. He's a wrestler, coached for 50 years. He wanted me to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, God bless him, and I sure appreciate it. I hope I have many more. I don't know if I want to be around for another 50. I got to tell you that.
That's right.
I'm frightened to live long enough to have another team change its name.
Matt says, happy birthday, Mr. Dreyer. You're awesome as Sergeant Rick Hunter in Hunter. I was happy when you sent me nice things along with the time to answer my questions. You gave me advice about working hard on my disability, which is autism with a learning disability, when I had sent you a letter explaining how you truly inspire me. And by the way,
God bless
you. I still watch reruns of Hunter. I always enjoy seeing your character, Sergeant Rick Hunter, Sergeant D.D. McCall.
Thank you very, very
good
much.
Fans
I'm going through. Oh, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it. Look at this. I just wanted to show these to you because some people think I didn't play for the Giants, but I'm gonna pick.
Fred started his career with the New York Giants.
Here's a good picture. Here's a picture.
Right here, straight ahead in the cameras, right here by me. Just point. There you go. That's
Yankee Stadium. Yeah. This is my rookie year in Yankee Stadium, playing against who was it? The Chicago Bears. That guy.
Yeah.
Look how fat that guy is.
He's a.
And then this was one. This was another one.
Who's in the background there?
That
Tarkington?
Is Tommy Joe Crutcher.
Oh, Tommy Joe Crutcher.
56, Tommy Joe Crutcher. Later on, the following year, this was 69, my rookie year. And the next year, Matt Hazeltine, my great friend, who wore number 64, he played for us. And then, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm going to get a drink of water or something.
Yeah.
But the point is that people are out there all the time listening to us. And I've seen photographs. I have not seen a couple of these, but there was a guy, who was DiGiacomo or somebody like that, that was
Giacomo Conklin, the famous umpire.
Yes, exactly what it was. Not Jocko Conklin. It was DiGiacomo, I think.
DiGiacomo Conlon.
Anyway, he was the official photographer at Yankee Stadium there on the sideline.
He took those pictures.
I'm assuming he did.
We need one of those if you can get those.
I'll give these to you
in the office.
I'm going to give this to you
by the Ram photo.
I'm going to commit myself now on air now.
That's good.
You can have that thing.
That's a good shot there.
Yeah, this guy. Who the, what the
we'll
hell?
Figure out who he is.
Look how big that guy is.
Some guy's trying to put the move on you, I'll tell you.
You know what? He was about ready to receive the old flipper.
And there you are, looking him almost right
see,
in the eyeballs.
See, what I would do is I would engage him and then hop around him and flatten down the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And it confounded too many tackles, and they wound up quitting. They didn't want to play us.
That's good, because you confounded him.
I confounded him.
I love that. It's good.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, we got just a little bit of time left here in another short segment. The big story that we haven't touched on is that the Braves, it looks like they're signing the former Dodger Reds Indian outfielder, Yasiel Puig. Has got a gig.
Potomac Puig.
Yasiel Puig, he's going to do great with the Braves. Let me tell you, they've got a problem one of their guys out there, Nick Mikolas, has opted out of the 2020 season earlier this month, so they had a little opening there in the outfield.
The Mikolas family lost another guy.
And Yasiel was an all-star in 2014 and batted .267 in 149 games last year with the Reds and the Indians. I think he got a little bad problem when he was in that fisticuffs incident between the Pirates and the Reds. That's when the Reds, that was the last game with the Reds, and they traded him right away to the Indians. And he kind of helped them down the stretch, but not helping them enough to get into a playoff spot.
Now, may I just say this
before
the music starts?
It's your show.
I've been asked many times, why would the team not want to sign a great player like Puig?
Yeah.
Here's the problem. You can't trust that he will suddenly explode and make the smallest little thing into a huge thing and break the tradition and break the momentum of the team. They don't want people like that in the locker room. That's one of the main reasons that Yasiel Puig. I mean, he can hit baseballs. He can hit 25 home runs a year. You want that? Fine. But what else are you going to get when you get Yasiel? Potomac Puig.
Still a fan favorite in Los Angeles and the fans.
He's not my favorite.
Maybe not in the locker room and not with Fred Dreyer when he's there. Back in the days, Johnny, when we used to go to what they call the ball game.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back here. Thanks so much for joining us in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Always good to have you with us, and always good to have Fred Dreyer with his comments and things. So you think Yasiel Puig will not be that – you think he'll be helpful but might be a bigger problem in the locker room than on the field.
Well, not only do I think that, Major League Baseball has thought that, and they figure that, well, maybe enough time has gone by. Maybe he's not such a jerk, and we do need somebody, and we need his bat. And maybe we'll give him an opportunity. And, you know, sometimes you got to take a guy like that and sit him down. It does his ego good, if it sounds funny, but it does his ego good if he knows the industry has turned away from him. And the agent will call him and say, you're a schmuck. You're an idiot. Grow up, because if you don't, you're going to be back rowing a boat from Miami to Havana. That's what you're going to be doing. You're going to try to sneak back into Havana because no one's paying That's attention it. To you. And so, you know, he just can't, it's, you know, the poor guy, it's all about him.
All right, real quick, some comments here from your fan base out there. That episode we talked about on Hunter called On Air, yeah. Bruce Wants More Show. Gay says, I saw you in flip-flops in the park. Apparently she's been spying on you. They said you keep mentioning more time, but nothing yet. Kendra wants that. Beverly says, devil food cake. Is that your favorite?
No, it's not.
No, none?
Not devil
Just
food
straight
cake.
Chocolate.
No, it's not.
And by the way, they want to know if you've heard about the new apple pie Kit Kats.
No.
Would you be a fan of those?
No. I'm not an apple pie guy. I'm not a fruit pie guy.
And April's still looking for those Hunter movies for you. And Shannon says, sorry for your loss, Fred. That concerns the loss of your brother.
Thank you very much.
Hope you had a good birthday.
I had a great birthday. My daughter was here. I was with my best friends, Mike Horn and Jennifer Horn.
We had a good time.
The four of us were together there, and we'll solve this whipped cream thing yet.
Yep. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him. We read the emails
yes.
that you see.
Yes.
FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll see you next week. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
What the hell is this show about anyway?